You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Welcome back to the Chelsea podcast. I'm Chaz. I have with me, as ever, the magnificent Mooch.
How are you, mate?
I'm all right, mate. I'm well. I'm a tiny bit under the weather, but I'm battling through because of the Chelsea.
Mm.
And we're very, very pleased to welcome back fine comedic actor, thespian, star of stage, screen and labour exchange, Mr. Mike Crady.
Mostly labour exchange, but thank you anyway.
I won't
thank
have you. That. Just think of the residuals.
No doctor
checks.
Down on his luck, you know. Thank you, chaps.
Lovely to have you again, sir. So we're here to talk about the FA Cup semi final. It says I've got completely the wrong date on my notes there. It's happening this Saturday,
20th,
at Wembley. Yeah, I shall be there. Are you going, Mike?
I'm not going, no. I've sort of done with Wembley after the last few, not because of the games, but because of the place. But I won't. I shall watch it on my television.
I'm sort of behind you on that, really. But I'm going,
good.
Better or for worse. So, I'm looking forward to it. I hope we all are. And it's obviously nice to be going into that on the back of a morale-boosting, thumping victory. Obviously, all of that is tempered by the fact that we're playing City, who seem to be, you know, have got themselves back to the pinnacle of the Premier League and seem to be on another roll. Are we looking forward to this one? How are we feeling? Are we feeling confident? Mike, do you feel like this is one that we should thrive in?
Well, I've been calling this a final all the time, you know, for the last 2 weeks or something. So that's my thoughts about it. Really, I don't know. I mean, plainly we are the underdog, and plainly we are not as great a team as Man City, who are phenomenal
at present.
So yeah. We haven't lost to them
this season.
This season.
No.
So I'm clinging on to that, really.
Yeah.
We're probably the only team that hasn't lost to them.
It's a good point.
They do play football. They come out and they'll have a go and they're excellent. And we'll go out and we'll have a go and we'll be excellent. And it should be a cracking game of football.
Hold your horses there. Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Why?
Us being excellent twice in a row, two games in a row.
Oh,
I appreciate. I welcome your optimism, but
thank you.
Bitter experience has proved that that's not always been the case this year. They've just gone back top of the PL. They are playing as we speak. We should reveal. We're recording on Wednesday night, and they are. Currently in the home leg of their quarterfinal against Real Madrid. I suppose we want them to win that. We want them to still be in that competition, because that being the case, you would think that the FA Cup final would be very much third on their agenda.
Yeah. And also coefficients and
Yes, which we mentioned in the main pod. That's true.
But also, it'd be great if they lost.
I know. So, it's so difficult, isn't it? It's so difficult.
Look, I don't think it's going to matter, ultimately, because we're going to win on Saturday.
Good boy.
On penalties. Cole Palmer.
Well, I mean, it would be absolutely poetic, wouldn't it, if he was to have the final say in the game, whichever way it was to go. I mean, do you think, Mike, do you think we'll take comfort? Can we take comfort? Do you think... I mean, they've got a phenomenal squad, let's face it. They've been leaving Phil Foden out of Premier League games on the basis that they're saving him for Champions League games. So, but can we take any sort of comfort from the fact that, you know, this would probably be... The FA Cup's got to be the least... of the least concern to them, you would have thought.
I think it's... Well, we can do that. That's sort of looking and saying, well, maybe they won't be doing this and won't be doing that. I think they'll be after it. I think they'll go head first for it. They don't need all of their players in order to play brilliantly. They can drop a couple or save a couple for half the game.
Mm.
But that's not how I think of it. I like to think of it, we will go after them. I want, as long as my team goes after them, I will be very happy. I don't want to lose. That is a distinct possibility, but as long as the team actually plays like a team, plays really well, and goes and chases them down and chases after every possible opportunity, I can't complain.
No,
given how we are and how they are.
Well, I think that's part of it. You know, as you're talking about chasing down opportunities. I mean, I think we've been unlucky only to draw both of our Premier League matches with City this season. Although, particularly in the away game, it was really backs against the wall, particularly in the second half. Mm. Having said that, our defence seems to have shit the bed since those games. I mean, you throw other stuff into the mix. Like we've talked about Cole Palmer playing for us, obviously, but then, you know, Nathan Ake, Mateo Kovacic, who I suspect will get a game. He scored an absolute worldie on Saturday or Sunday, whenever it was they played. Saturday, wasn't it? Yeah, Saturday morning they played Luton. He scored an absolute peach of a goal. Not a million miles dissimilar than the one he scored for us against Liverpool. Do you think we will go into this one, bearing in mind that we have, you know, we've had two really good results against them, and we're coming off the back of this, the win against Everton. Will we go into this one? You know, do you think that's going to all be a boon for us? Do you think all of that, or is it just completely clean slate? Mooch, talk to me.
I think we're going to have to, certain players are going to have confidence. And that's always, after a 6-0, when you score four goals in a game, you're going to be buzzing. When you're going against a team that let you go,
yeah,
there's going to be a bit more, there's something more about the game. So, we should be up for it. We should have more confidence. But as we have mentioned before, this season is bonkers. So... I think it'll be another good game. I think it'll be a real tactical sort of managers sort of really going at it, and we'll see what tricks we pull out of the bag. It may be down to individual errors again.
Well, I mean, that's a really good point, because in many respects the difference. I mean, all right, they've obviously got more established players who've been playing longer. At that level for longer, all of that kind of stuff. But in terms of individual talent, a lot of it might come down to the fact that we need to have more chances. It feels to me like we need more chances to score as many goals as they do. We need, because we don't, or we haven't taken our chances in the way that perhaps more experienced teams do, we need to be right on our game, and we need to be making the most of the chances when we get them, way more than a team that is established and full of experience and full of internationals.
And full of confidence.
Yeah, like City need to be. So I think it's going to be a question of us being right at it from moment one and really taking our opportunities. And this is a very good...
I think the real crux of it is a dogged display from our defence, which is with a worry, because we've in all the other games we've basically clung on.
Yeah, I mean the one all up at City, Mike. I don't know if you remember, but it was one of those games where I mean Axel Disasi probably had one of his best games for us. Do you remember? It was one of those ones where he'd make a clearance and then he'd sort of do a fist pump, you know, because he was so stoked that he'd done well. Also, Haaland had a pretty bad game.
He was quite
game.
Quiet, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he missed a couple.
Missed a sit, yeah.
Sitters is probably pushing it a bit, but a couple of really good chances. So I feel like it might be something that needs to go like, it needs to go that kind of way. But do you see us, taking advantage? I suppose we were talking about our defence not perhaps being quite, not being settled enough and not being on it. But do you see us sort of staying with the same defence? Do you think it will be a question of, you know, leaving well alone?
I would hope so, but I don't know enough about how Pochettino really thinks, because it changes so much, and who's available, who's etc. But I have no doubt whatsoever, having seen this team play quite a lot and had the odd glimpse of them behind the curtain the other night, that they are phenomenally competitive. Mm. If they could get together as a team, that would be amazing. But I don't think they have any doubts at all that they will win this game. That's my feeling, is that they are completely impervious to doubt, and that they will go after it.
It's a very good point.
Do it. I don't think so. They are... young men with phenomenal egos, great skills, rich beyond anything any of us could ever dream of. Their lives are at their very peak of condition, and I think they will just go after it. They may not have the skills, the subtleties of Man City. They certainly don't have that. But their enthusiasm for the game will possibly override that at times.
I mean, I think, again, another very good point is that one thing we haven't lacked in the whole of this season is confidence.
No.
Cole Palmer absolutely exudes it. Nicholas Jackson, perhaps slightly unjustifiably, exudes it, never seems to let anything get to him, and you know, is always full of confidence, always feel like Conor Gallagher thinks he can win every single game.
Mm.
As I say, the one question mark, as you so rightly say, Mooch, has been in defence, really, and I hope that keeping a clean sheet and having such a thumping win will work its way back all the way through to the defence as well. I mean, do you see us making changes? I feel like, you know, Chile got some game time on Monday night, and for me, notwithstanding the cross that he put in for the Jackson goal, I think Cucurella had another average night. So does Chile come back for you? If Enzo's over his bout of sickness, do you think he comes back into the team?
I'd give him a shot. I'd give him some of it, some of that game. Yeah, I think he'll be all over it. I don't care what he's got. He'll override everything to play that game.
I mean, I think he's a quality player. But then, of course, you have to start saying who dips out. Who from Monday night dips out?
Because
if you bring Enzo back, somebody has to, you know. And you'd think it would be either Madueke or Mudryk would dip out and Cole Palmer would go back to the right. But would you want to see that again?
I mean, I think you've got to think about how City are going to play, what their formation is, and maybe that's probably why there may be some changes. It may be a different sort of formation, or what? Yeah, I don't know. It's maybe we do need Enzo and Connor sort of pressing a bit more, and Cole just on the wing, allowing to sort of drift in a bit.
I mean, personally, I'd love to see Cole Palmer stay playing as a 10.
Mm.
You then have to sort of say, where do Enzo and Connor fit in together in that? It's really difficult, isn't it? Because I do feel like Enzo has got some qualities which, you know, could and should be very useful against a team like City.
We're not expected to win this, are we?
No.
So we can't really get this wrong. Do you know what I mean? It's like whatever he does is going to be the best shot. And I don't know what that would be. But whatever Pochettino decides upon is the best thing that he could possibly do, because nothing is expected of us. Nobody out there thinks we've got a hope.
Yeah.
So he's going to just put his most fit players, the ones, or at least the ones who pissed him off less, out there.
Well, that's a very good point. I mean, fitness is a big factor. And, you know, given this is our best opportunity to, you know, as we've already said, there's some very tricky games coming up. And given this is our best and only remaining opportunity for silverware and a guaranteed, you know, potentially a guaranteed way into Europe next year, I would like to think that they will, you know, he will absolutely give it, we'll give it our all. But more importantly, it might just be down to who's the most fit, because we know that Sterling was sick. I can't remember if it was Enzo was sick or De Zerzi was sick, but there were two of the players.
De Zerzi's out, doubtful apparently.
Is
it? Yeah.
All right. So
the defence is Levi, Colwell, is he back? Going to be thrown into this?
Well, I mean, imagine he would be on the bench if he is back. I can't imagine they'd throw him straight back in there. I'd like to see Chile start. I would, because I think Cucurella is still, you know, if it's between left wing backs, I'd still think Chilwell has more to give to the side.
He's a better player, in my opinion, but is he
ready to do the full 90 minutes? Yeah, it's going to be interesting. But, you know, let's look back very quickly. Can I ask you about Madueke and Mudryk? Did they? Let's leave the penalty thing aside. Do they warrant us keeping their place? Do we feel, Mike? Do you feel they both did enough?
Well, me every time. Yeah, I think they've both been terrific. I think I've liked Mudryk from the start. Mm. I've sort of imagined he would be another one that is going to become pretty special. Maybe not with this team. Maybe they'll flog him off and he'll go to Man City and, you know, or Liverpool or somewhere and, you know, be wonderful like most of our players. Hmm. But I think he's going to do Madueke. I like the guy. I just think that somebody has got to instill consistency in them and make them do that for 90 minutes. It's not asking that much, I don't think. If they can do that, that'll be great.
I mean,
if they can't, they're not.
Yeah, true. He provides a different threat, really, doesn't he? I mean, particularly than, for all of Cole Palmer's skills, if he's playing out on the right, he's going to want to try and come inside and get the ball on his left. We know that Madueke will go into the box, will try and make the byline, will try and force a mistake out of the defender. He presents a different problem, doesn't he? And I think that in and of itself is enough to keep him in. And as I say, then that would mean that you'd think that Cole Palmer would play number 10. But someone's going to have to miss out, so that's going to be quite an interesting decision for Potts to have to make. All right, gents, well, let's talk about predictions. We've been quite bullish, which is good. At the moment, and as I say, as we said earlier on, we're recording on Wednesday night, it's half time in the Champions League quarter-final second leg, and City are 1-0 down. I'm really hoping they do make it through because, as I say, again, I feel like they will put the Champions League much higher in their list of priorities than they would the FA Cup. So let's assume for the sake of argument that they get through tonight. What's your prediction for Saturday?
It's going to be a tight game. I don't think it's going to be another 6-0.
Well, not to us, anyway.
No. Valid. I think it's going to be goals.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a 3-2, but I don't know who's to.
You big cop out, Mike.
To us.
Okay, good lad. Can we get any? Can we get?
I support City now, but yeah, no, 3. I think Cole Palmer will get a winner.
I think that's a reasonable bet.
Yes. Probably from a penalty.
Mike, you got any different opinions there or different scoreline?
Yeah, it's a head heart. It's a head heart thing, isn't it? Really?
Yes.
You go. When I do the predictor, I sometimes do the predictor on the website, on the Chelsea website, and I always do, there's no point in going, oh, well, there might be a 1-0 or something. I never do it because I have no intention of winning anything. So on the website, so I usually put sort of, going to win by 8. And the first goal will come in the first 30 seconds.
I'll tell you what, though, if you were right, you'd be the only one being right, wouldn't you? So
I would be the only one being.
You'd take the whole prize.
Play the outsider.
Yeah.
And the long odds. And that's my kind of.
So 8-0.
That's my heart. Yeah, I think an 8-0. Okay. But in my head, I'm thinking, yeah, I would like to see. I would imagine it possible that there could be 2-2 and extra time. Did they do extra time in that cup and penalties?
Oh no, it will be. Yeah, in the final, it will be extra time.
But in the semi-final.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, of course. It's
yeah,
you got
see,
me. You
it's
got
contagious.
Me doing it.
I know. It's entirely my fault. I've ruined a wonderful evening of talking about.
You know
football.
What? I don't know. That's a very good point. It might go straight to pens.
And if it goes to. Yeah, I don't much care for extra time myself, but I don't even care for pens, but I can't think of a better way other than swords.
Choose your weapons.
Guns,
Manchester City.
Yeah. I think flintlock pistols and tricorn hats. I think that would be. Okay, I think it's very possible that we could go to 2-2 and pens.
Win
on pens.
I think that's a good shout. I think there will be at least 4 goals. I have to say, I think my head says we're not coming through this one, chaps. But if we made it to pens, I'd quite fancy our chances. I think we've got. I don't think he's necessarily as good on. I don't think he's necessarily a penalties goalkeeper, and I think our penalty takers. Touch wood, so far, have all been very confident and very accurate. Sterling aside, but he's not going to be playing by the sounds of it. Yeah, so I reckon it's going to be 3-3, and then the devil take the hindmost. Then we get a penalty win. Go on! Come on, Chelsea!
Yeah, Chelsea.
Given our
recent history with penalties, I would love to see that bun fight when there is not just one penalty taker, but the wrestling match over who gets the next pen.
I mean, there's going to be no shortage of takers, are there? There's going to be no shortage of people putting themselves up. Certainly,
no, apparently
certainly
not.
For the first five or six. So
apparently they all want to take a penalty.
No,
so you know,
no bad thing.
That's good.
You know that obviously the three who were involved in the fracas on Monday night. Connor will take one, I'm sure. Mudrick is a confident penalty taker.
Sure.
Yeah, it's just when it starts getting further back in the team that you have to start looking concerned. But all right, gentlemen. Well, I think that sort of covers all the bases, really. Keep an eye out for me. I'll wave to you from the crowd. And
sing up. I'll be listening out for you.
I will. Don't you worry. And you'll hear me falsetto.
Yeah,
and
lovely.
I hope you enjoy the game, Mike.
It's going to be absolutely marvellous, darlings. It'll be super.
Wave your
gonna love it. Chelsea 12, Man City, zero.
You heard it here first from Dame Edna Everett, yes, ladies and gentlemen.
She's back. She's back, folks. Oh, Chaz and Mooch, it's been so nice to chat to you again. Thank you so much for nursing me through another podcast.
No nursing required.
You guys
required.
Are wonderful.
No nursing required, my friend. It's been lovely having you again.
Thank you.
And we will speak to you anon, no doubt. Thanks so much, Mike. Mooch.
Okay, mate.
Yes. Again, mate, cheers. Yes. Cheers for hosting us.
No, it's been great. I've been great.
You have. You've been
great. Yeah. No, it's been a lot of fun. We should do this more often when we can.
We should.
In person, I meant.
Yeah, as I say, let's not do more. Let's not do more podcasts. Guys, enjoy the game Saturday. Up the Chelsea. Keep the blue flag flying high. We'll be back very soon. All the best.
Oi, oi.
If you want to advertise on or sponsor this show, check us out at playbackmedia.co.uk.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.